You are going to listen to a woman who believes in being friendly. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the beginnings of the sentences, 1 to 7, with the sentence endings, A to J. There are two sentence endings that you should not use. Write your answers in the boxes provided on the answer sheet. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
It's Monday when we bring you our series, This I Believe. And today our essay comes from 24-year-old Ivory Harlow. She served in the Air Force and then began working as a waitress in a San Antonio diner to put herself through college. Here's our series curator, independent producer Jay Allison.
When Ivory Harlow heard our series on the air, she liked the honest way people spoke about their personal convictions, and she was happy for the opportunity to listen. This led her pretty much directly to the principle that guides her life. Here is Ivory Harlow with her essay for This I Believe.
I serve coffee at a counter-style diner in Texas. I often see a look of isolation in my customers' eyes. They come in the front door, wander to the counter, pick up the menu, and look around the diner for something they can't short order, a connection. In an age of online chat, online shopping, and even online school, it's no wonder people come into the diner starving for human connection. Most of my customers can remember a time when the milkman came to their front door. As I serve up their eggs and bacon, they offer updates on their grandchildren. They ask me about the happenings in my life. One day, I walked to the back of the smoking section to pass around a fresh pot of coffee. There was a woman who had been sitting in the corner booth for at least 3 hours. She asked me, "How much is just one breakfast taco?" I told her I didn't know that I'd never served just one by itself. Going back to the kitchen, I thought about her rotted teeth and tired eyes, and how she'd consumed enough caffeine for 3 people already. I offered her a free pancake breakfast. I fibbed that it was a leftover from an order I had messed up. She asked to borrow bus fare and promised to return and pay me back. I handed over tip money from my apron pocket. She smiled a ragged grin on her way out the front door. 3 weeks later, she returned my $2. She'd gotten a job and a friend's couch to sleep on. She offered to buy me breakfast on my break. This kind of thing gets me wondering if something as simple as a short stack of pancakes can bring about a small shift in society. I'll go even further. Can one act of friendliness start to generate peace? I believe it can. Peace begins with one person, but spreads like warmed syrup. When I connect with my neighbors, they return it in kind. So I believe in friendliness and an open ear. For me, it starts with making eye contact when I pour coffee and ask my customers, "How you doing?" and then listen to their answer. My job is to take care of customers at the counter in a small Texas diner, but I also believe we're in this world to take care of each other.
It's Monday when we bring you our series, This I Believe. And today our essay comes from 24-year-old Ivory Harlow. She served in the Air Force and then began working as a waitress in a San Antonio diner to put herself through college. Here's our series curator, independent producer Jay Allison.
When Ivory Harlow heard our series on the air, she liked the honest way people spoke about their personal convictions, and she was happy for the opportunity to listen. This led her pretty much directly to the principle that guides her life. Here is Ivory Harlow with her essay for This I Believe.
I serve coffee at a counter-style diner in Texas. I often see a look of isolation in my customers' eyes. They come in the front door, wander to the counter, pick up the menu, and look around the diner for something they can't short order, a connection. In an age of online chat, online shopping, and even online school, it's no wonder people come into the diner starving for human connection. Most of my customers can remember a time when the milkman came to their front door. As I serve up their eggs and bacon, they offer updates on their grandchildren. They ask me about the happenings in my life. One day, I walked to the back of the smoking section to pass around a fresh pot of coffee. There was a woman who had been sitting in the corner booth for at least 3 hours. She asked me, "How much is just one breakfast taco?" I told her I didn't know that I'd never served just one by itself. Going back to the kitchen, I thought about her rotted teeth and tired eyes, and how she'd consumed enough caffeine for 3 people already. I offered her a free pancake breakfast. I fibbed that it was a leftover from an order I had messed up. She asked to borrow bus fare and promised to return and pay me back. I handed over tip money from my apron pocket. She smiled a ragged grin on her way out the front door. 3 weeks later, she returned my $2. She'd gotten a job and a friend's couch to sleep on. She offered to buy me breakfast on my break. This kind of thing gets me wondering if something as simple as a short stack of pancakes can bring about a small shift in society. I'll go even further. Can one act of friendliness start to generate peace? I believe it can. Peace begins with one person, but spreads like warmed syrup. When I connect with my neighbors, they return it in kind. So I believe in friendliness and an open ear. For me, it starts with making eye contact when I pour coffee and ask my customers, "How you doing?" and then listen to their answer. My job is to take care of customers at the counter in a small Texas diner, but I also believe we're in this world to take care of each other.